We've all talked about the Constitution and this country being founded on it. My problem is when I start talking about it, I get very upset. So forgive me, this will pass. There has been perpetrated upon us the most heinous crime against humanity, and it goes so far back that you can't blame any of the administration because they are not a government. They are the United States Corporation. The U.S. government incorporated as a for-profit commercial enterprise in the Legislative Act of February 21st, 1871, 41st Congress, Session 3, Chapter 62, page 419, and chartered a federal company entitled United States, i.e., United States, a.k.a. U.S. Incorporated, a commercial agency originally designated as Washington, D.C., in accordance with the so-called 14th Amendment, which the records indicate was never ratified. The United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to the state. 19 Corpus Juris Secundum 541, location of United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico was appointed receiver over the bankrupt United States in the Reorganization Plan number 26 in 1950.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, on the 7th day of July, 2012, and I'll be with you for the next hour. This week's broadcast is entitled Agitop 2, Remedies, Receipts, and Prescriptions 4. And soon we will be joined by Jerry Kirk of the Gathering Offering here on RBN. His broadcast airs every Thursday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Central. And as well, with any luck, with Peter Neese, legal researcher, frequent and popular guest, familiar to many of you listeners already. As John Stadtmiller, special guest on the National Intel Report, airing every Wednesday afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Jerry and Peter present remedial prescriptions for agitprop. Remember, it was that word coined during the time of the Bolshevik Revolution by combining those two words, agitation and propaganda. Yet agitprop is still in use today, as in today's Agitprop 2 here on Just an American. Now, given that you and I may be the odd victims of oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD, and since it is my want, before we welcome our two guests, here are some few words and quotes I think worth repeating. Robin Eubanks, of Invisible Surf's Collar. A group which desires to be strong has no use for the man who claims to think for himself. He has two short articles linked from our program's notes page today at larkintexas.blogspot.com. And he asks but two questions. Is the global happiness and well-being push a means for mental and emotional burglary? And if education transforms values and feelings and beliefs to control behaviors, are we free? We'll pick up following these messages.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
United States Code, Section 903, Public Law 94-564. Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. Title 27, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 251.11, the title, Secretary of the Treasury, is a euphemistic abbreviation of the actual title, Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. The Internal Revenue Service was incorporated in Delaware, is not a part of the supposed U.S. government, which is but a de facto for-profit corporation masquerading as a government. It operates out of Puerto Rico. This is the IRS. It's not registered to do business in any state. It's the bookkeeping and debt collection arm of the Secretary of the Treasury of Puerto Rico. They collect for the International Monetary Fund. Everybody who gets up into the administration, the Congress, the legislation, all the way down to the local level are corporations, private companies. We are their chattel. We are their inventory. They make money off of us, and you don't even know how deep it goes. And I apologize for my passion about this. But when I found this out, it was the only time that I felt hatred for the evil slime who did this to us. In 1871, when the United States became incorporated,
Welcome back. In the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien, Mr. Tolkien writes, "The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one-world government, combining supercapitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control. Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. I am convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent." Dan writes in a comment posted to the blog entry called "Because I Am a Girl, Discrimination is Okay" over at henrymakoff.com, quote, "Julius Caesar's advice on how to wage a siege said that the invading army should promise the women in the besieged city safety and prosperity if they would come out and surrender. Caesar said if you can get the women to surrender, the children will follow them, leaving the men with nothing left to defend." But my favorite quote of the week comes from Nikki Rapana over at Living Outside the Dialectic blog and co-author of 2020, Our Common Destiny and the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, who said this week on Corbett Report Radio here on RBN this simple statement: "It's the healthy instincts of the plain man that's their biggest threat right now." How are you today there, Jerry?
Pretty good, Lark. And I'll tell you, if there was ever a reason for people to subscribe to the Republic Broadcasting Network archives, today's the day by your lead-in information by a lady. And here we have it again in this country. We have a lady that's standing up and speaking something that the men should have handled a long time ago.
You know, I'm constantly amazed, Jerry. More and more over these last few years, I've realized that some of my real heroes are actually heroines. They're women. I don't hear enough real good sense from enough men, at least around me.
Yeah, they've had too much fluoride in their water and lost their testosterone. But anyway, what I'd like to point out is that right now in our society, we have a grand opportunity to educate people relative to this Obamacare, the health care. It points out in the health care package that non-resident aliens are not covered by this. Now, if you like admiralty law, if you like being guilty until proven innocent, then don't investigate a non-resident alien. But if you don't like being having stuff shoved down your throat, you need to learn what a non-resident alien is.
And I must tell you, Jerry, just hearing those three words, non-resident alien, was actually the impetus for me to initiate this series that we call Agitprop, because I found them so compelling that I thought, oh my goodness, everybody needs to know what these three words mean under the law.
And it's very, very foreign, because people go into cognitive dysfunction because all of their lives they've heard that they were a resident. And everything that they ever heard about an alien, you know, they're thinking about space aliens. They're thinking about illegal aliens. That's not what we're talking about. A non-resident alien is not part of that U.S. corporation that the lady was talking about. They are not subject to U.S. law. And this is the thing. People are all upset about all these various problems that are talked about by all kinds of hosts on RBN and other networks, and people want a solution. The solution is to learn what a non-resident alien is and get into that status. In other words, the characteristics of one's status. And if you like what you're getting served right now, then don't be involved. Don't learn something. And I'm putting out a challenge to all the hosts of RBN to learn what a non-resident alien is. Did a survey, a small survey, of some radio hosts of RBN and of some other networks, and not one of the individuals knew what a non-resident alien is. Now, how can the host at RBN demonstrate leadership if they don't even know what a simple phrase is? And I challenge every host on RBN to learn what a non-resident alien is so that your problems have a way to be solved.
Do I hear the bump music or no, Dan? Okay, thank you. You know, I guess not. Peter, how are you today?
Fine. I have a complete booklet and the law that goes with a non-resident alien if the people want to email me.
Let me see if I can provide some contact information for you, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Kirk can be accessed, can be contacted by telephoning 870-496-2727. Click on his name at freedomschool.com. That's freedom-school.com. And I know, Pete, your email address is lawman, lawman07@live.com. lawman07@live.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the two gentlemen that are joined with me today are invaluable resources, I promise.
Yeah, it's a 15-page booklet, and it gives you all of every law that there was, basically in case for non-resident alien that ever existed. And if you people want it, you email me, and I'll be more than happy to send it right on out to you. And then you'll know what a non-resident alien is.
Yeah, I personally have felt this is critical information in my own education. Such as it is. I have to tell you, Pete, I don't know if you heard my favorite quote of the week. And it's the reason I like it, because it's simple. It really resonates, if I might use that word, with me. And it was a quote by a woman, spoken right here on RBN. She said, quote, "It's the healthy instincts of the plain man that's their biggest threat right now." You agree with that, Pete?
Well, yes, but I view it just a little bit differently than you do, because under our old law, we were alive and we were human, and the laws that we were under were for alive human beings. Since 1938, the laws that we've been under are negative laws, and those are for people which are civilly dead. And those people that are civilly dead are those people, basically, that have been trapped up into the District of Columbia's many different forms, applications, and registrations, and actually have, shall we say, presented themselves as a corporate entity. Those are dead people, because corporations are dead. So that's why I say civilly dead. This is why the system itself will not go back.
Hold that
to
thought,
Pete. Real law.
We'll return, ladies and gentlemen, following these messages.
Yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They attached our birth certificates to a CUSIP number on the stock exchange, which equals slave trade, and it's done every time a baby is born. There is a bond trust account set up, and they trade us on the stock market, and this is all documented, and I know it's shocking. Some of you are hearing this for the very first time, and you're thinking, oh my God, how could they possibly? They go so far as to trick us that have you ever been to court and the judge says, do you understand? Don't ever say you do. Say, no, Your Honor, I do not understand. That simple little word doesn't mean what you think it does. You have just given him permission, if you say, yes, I do understand, that you're going to stand under whatever he wants to lay on top of you. The courts are admiralty courts. The judges, the attorneys all belong to the Bar Association. It's still a little bit vague as to what bar stands for, but we do know the first word is for British. Some people say accredited, some say attorney and registry. They do not work for us, we the people. We the people are working for them. We don't need a gold standard. We are the value to the Federal Reserve note. We can give value to our United States currency. The Constitution that they're teaching today, as wonderful as it is to learn about a big portion of it, it's not the correct Constitution. It's actually a second constitution, and that's the one that they wrote.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking to remedies, receipts, and prescriptions for agitprop, agitation, and propaganda. We're joined by Peter Neese and Jerry Kirk. Pete, you want to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, I was going to say, people, underneath the original Constitution, you were a live human being. After 1938 bankruptcy, basically you were converted into a dead human being called civilly dead, because they actually had you transition through contract, through application, and registration, all of your property into a dead system from the District of Columbia. And if you look up the word Columbia, you'll find it's the United States. So in essence, we went from a live United States of America over to a dead United States corporation out of the District of Columbia.
Now, therefore the government, so-called, we don't really have much of a government left. We have basically a system of governance which has been rolled into a global governance or management scheme. We are essentially chattel property, according to this thing that we falsely call the government. Yes?
Yes, by all means. That's exactly what we've done. That's why we're civilly dead. We're chattel property. Property doesn't have rights. The owner of property has rights. And people just fail to see that. Several times when I've been out and about, and Jerry and I've been on the program together, we'll have people say, I have constitutional rights. Well, obviously these people are unaware of the fact that they are civilly dead debtors. And I've never known in my lifetime debtors there have unalienable rights.
I'd also like to point out that if you look in the United States Code, that on the death certificate, it says that your name is now to be typed in all capital letters. So when the government or a city or anybody sends you something and your name's in all capital letters, it's evident in the United States Code that you are dead. In other words, you're being held in a probate court in trust. And that's how they're doing it. One of the ways they're doing it to you. You've accepted the fact.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the people want real evidence of this, they are carrying it around with them. All they have to do is open up their wallet and look at their driver's license.
Now, if I might interrupt, Pete, Jerry, I'd like to announce our call-in number today, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call in and talk to either one of us or all of us, with questions or comments, that number is 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in. That's what this hour's for. Please continue.
Yeah, take a look at your driver's license and basically look at your name there when it's typed. It's typed in all capitals. That basically is not you. That's representation of you. And then you signed for that name at the very bottom of the license. The trouble was you didn't condition your signature so that the law form that attaches to the all-cap name would not attach to you.
Hold that thought. We'll pick up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, following this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Love is but the song we sing, and fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Know that love is on the wing, and you need not know why. Well, people now, and get together with a smile on your brother, trying to love one another right now. Some will come and some will go, but we will surely pass. And that which had left us here returns for us at last. People we are, but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. I say, come on now, get together, smile on your brother, try to love one another right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, if you heard the song I sang,
we're speaking to remedies, receipts, or recipes, prescriptions to agitprop. And the meme for today is non-resident alien. What is the significance of these words as it pertains to our status before the state? Heather in Oregon, please hold on there for just a moment or two. Jerry, did you want to address these three words, non-resident alien? What is the significance of these words?
Well, the solution has to be to understand something first before you can learn how to do it. So I'd like to break it down a little bit, and I'd like to start with the word alien first. And I'm going to quote, aliens are, as a class, are a prime example of a discrete and insular minority for whom such heightened judicial solicitude is appropriate. Okay, that's not E.T., folks. This isn't the Predator. Solicitude means heightened care. So heightened care, and we're discreet and we're insular and we are a minority. And the courts have to treat us with very delicate hands. The next thing that we have this non-resident. So first you need to know what a resident is. A resident is an officer or a minister of the government of a lower form than an ambassador, however, still under the protection of the law of nations. Now, that means that if you're a resident, that you are under admiralty law. You are under guilty until proven innocent. You have accepted the term all your life. All you ever hear is resident. If you're not an officer or a minister, then you're non-resident. I'd like to point out that the very first time that the word non-resident is used in the United States Supreme Court is in the case of the Resolution. This is a ship, 2 U.S. 1. And in this case, this is about a ship that was captured, and it's under admiralty law, and one sentence it says in there that's pretty neat. The municipal laws of a country can only bind its own subjects. I'm not subject to the United States. And the District of Columbia is a municipality. You've got to understand that if you're a resident, you are an officer of the government. You have joined them, and if you speak bad about them, then they call you a terrorist. That's simple. You've got to understand that all your life you've heard you're a resident because they are propagandizing you. You got to get this through your head, and every host has to learn this. A non-resident alien is not an illegal alien. Completely different subject. Different words. Different meaning.
And any remarks there, Pete, before we bring up our callers?
Yeah, I was going to say anyone that really has studied the Constitution basically can go along with what Jerry's saying, because even under the United States of America, the United States was separated from the 50 states as we have, you know, today or as we had yesterday. So there is definitely a separation there was what I wanted to bring out. And if you're going to become somebody underneath the federal United States, then you have to do that basically by a voluntary act, and that's basically through contract or registration or application for employment to work. Yes, all of your applications that you filled out for employment to work that ask for your Social Security number are from the District of Columbia. Okay, go ahead.
With that, let's bring up Heather in Oregon. How are you there, Heather?
Mark, how are you?
Great. Good to hear your voice.
I just have a couple questions. I've been thinking and listening to all these kinds of things for a while, and I was wondering if somebody there could answer is what is a stranger then in the terms of the Old Testament or even the new. And, for instance, the Israelites while they were in Egypt. And the other thing, as far as a remedy, could one use a properly notarized vow of poverty, since all this is really about commerce and we're supposedly in a bankruptcy?
Ooh, great questions,
Answer,
Heather.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Heather,
Jerry.
Go
ahead, Pete.
To answer your question, you don't use a vow of poverty. I'm not really understanding, though, what position you want to take. Do you want to take a position as a non-resident alien? Because you already are. Do you have anything in your wallet or purse to show that you're a live human being?
No.
Okay, see, that's the problem. And under their system, see, you have to volunteer to be a dead person. So if you have something, it's called rebutting the presumption in law. So, and if you want to email me, do you have my email address?
Yes.
Okay, I have basically a small little tidy thing that shows you how to make out the proper kind of declaration of who you are. Now, the next question is, if you fill out that declaration, you become the fiduciary. So you're using that vehicle to do business now with the United States, but you're reserving your rights under the old Constitution, under the live law, because you're a live human being. Now, there's a problem there. They don't like to contract with you. But what I oftentimes point out is, if you look at your Constitution for the state, it mentions the United States of America, and it also mentions the U.S. Now, if that's so, then the people that are doing business in your state, as you want to call it, basically have an obligation to both sides. So they can't just say, well, no, I don't have to contract with you, or I'm not going to contract with you. So, and if in reality that's the case, then basically you can pull their charter to do business.
Hmm.
Never thought of that, did you?
Well, yeah, I've been listening to all that. I've also been wondering how it is that they've been able to create these sanctuary cities and completely, you know, defy any law. I mean,
very
I haven't
simple.
Been able to...
No. It's very simple. The states that are present to you today are not states. They're unincorporated business organizations that do business through contracts. So the District of Columbia is actually contracting with the federal territorial, let's say, California. And it's all done through contracts. That's why they have to get you basically to voluntarily surrender your signature over on a contract and not condition it. Because once you condition it, now you do not become subject to their criminal or civil laws.
Hold that just a second. Heather, stay with us. So let's bring up Mike in Maryland. Mike, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is a really great topic here, and I've been hearing so much of this information for years, and for the longest time I believe it, but then seemingly credible people would come by and try to refute it. But I think you gentlemen and the lady here talking are on the right track, and I think... You know, in the Patriot/Truth movement, I think we all need to set egos aside and work for the common good, for liberty, for everybody. And maybe there's more than one way to kill a cat. And if I may, I hope you'll indulge me. I'd like to recommend somebody. Are you all familiar with Roger Sales?
Oh, yes.
Yes, very familiar with Roger Sales.
Okay, I got his book, and one day I'm going to get up my lazy rear end and read it, and... finish reading it, From a Sovereign to Serf. Now, he's on another network.
Caller, there's only one problem I have.
Yeah, what's that?
Sales is out of the country.
Yeah, he's been living down in Argentina for most of his life, and he's trying to tell Americans what to do. You know, I'd love to have a debate with that guy on the air. I'd rip him a new orifice in the posterior of his body.
So then, are you saying that he has no credibility?
Why would you want to listen to somebody that's not inside the fight? He's in another country, been living down there for 80% of his life.
Well, Roger does present very good information. He's a good guy. I've had personal correspondence with him. I think his book presents very useful information. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we all have to think as individuals. This hive mind mentality is precisely how we're being led down the primrose path. It's one thing to want to love your neighbor and want to be social and good to people and engage in trade and barter and so forth. But that does not have to be under the aegis of the so-called state and their constructs. We can do that on our own as individuals, and we do it naturally. This is the whole problem. This is the whole problem with the concept of the common good. Who owns that, the state or the people?
Sure. Well, am I still in the air?
Yeah, and Mike, can I make a comment to you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
For 14 years, I've been a non-resident alien.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be egotistical or arrogant.
No, I'm not saying you are.
Every single subject that I have tackled, the courts have said they don't want anything to do with me. And so people have to go out there and find out whether their dentist has ever drilled a tooth. And a lot of these people have never been in a courtroom. They've never won anything. And they, quite frankly, are just pontificating. And they don't know what they're doing. And you can add, you know, there's, I don't want to name names. People don't even know what a non-resident alien is. And how many court cases are there on it? And how do you understand the Internal Revenue Code if you don't know what a non-resident alien is, because it speaks of them in there?
Well, the big question is this information credible? Is it worth studying, or do you think it's bunk?
I wouldn't be doing it if it's bunk.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about Roger Sales information.
Roger. Why would somebody that's been living in Argentina for 80% of his life be capable of telling somebody in America how to deal with their laws? He's not in here doing business. He's not in the courts. He's not doing anything. He's down there in Argentina.
Pete, you have something to say before I bring on Joe in Virginia? Stay with us, everyone.
No, go ahead.
Heather.
Go ahead.
Does your guest there have a contact information in order to go through this process?
Certainly.
Does he have a website that I can learn this from?
Yeah, freedom-school.com. Go to the link to My Name, Jerry Kirk. There's a 26-week program. I don't sell anything, I don't charge anything, and I don't accept donations.
And by the way, caller, Mike, you can get a hold of Pete, lawman07@live.com. With that, let's bring up Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you?
Pete, can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. My question is for Jerry Kirk. I know Pete out in California. We've known each other for going on 10 years. Jerry, have you ever gone into court and noticed that when you hit them with the right information, they sort of freeze like a cat in the corner with its back up?
If you're calling a ruling of no jurisdiction over me, a freezing and backing up, yeah, that's what happens to me. They rule they have no jurisdiction over me.
Yeah, what I have noticed, though, is I'm sure you know who Ralph Winterroad is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ralph's, you know, using the APA with people as United States citizens and showing where these agencies do not have any substantive regulation or substantive, let's just say for this fact, law to even do what they're doing to United States citizens. There's always been a controversy in the truth movement of who we really are. Are we non-resident aliens, or are we United States citizens? Some people would say, are we citizens of United States of America? There's another argument in itself. But as I'm following what Ralph is doing also, I'm seeing that he's had success now in two or three cases in tax court where they don't even want to touch it because he's using the APA. And my question, last question to you is, have you ever looked at that end of it?
Why would I want to walk into any court where they have jurisdiction over me?
Well,
are subject to their rules and procedures, and if you're not doing this full-time, you're going to lose before it's over. And with all due respect, you know, I've listened to Ralph a number of times, and Ralph's still talking about he owes $7,000-$8,000 on his motor vehicle, and he can't bring it to town. I've been doing that for, 12 years, and there's no bother at any level of law enforcement. So I apparently have won that issue, and yet Ralph's still fighting on that issue. And it only took me one entrance into the court, and they said, we ain't got no jurisdiction over this guy. Leave him alone. One time.
And was that a state court or a federal court?
State court.
State court, okay.
1998.
Hey, thank you for your time, and I really appreciate you and Peter getting together and talking. I don't know how well you know Peter now, but I've been a friend of his for years, and I really appreciate the research he's done. Mark, you have a great day. I hear the music.
Thank you. Let's listen to these commercial messages, and we'll return in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
And they went incorporated. In 1933, there was the Emergency Banking Act. You've got the War Powers Act, Trading with Enemies Act. And every year, the United States Corporation, masquerading as our supposed government, which is no more than elected officials like the CEO and the stockholders board for AT&T or Microsoft. So you're not voting for a legislation. You're not voting for a representative because each and every one of them are bonded under a United States corporation. There's 37,000 subsidiaries of that corporation. Every agency, when you look it up on down in Bradstreet, is listed as a corporation. Corporation. It is a for-profit private company, and we're their inventory. I feel bad knowing that I've been enslaved all this time. And I'm sorry for the people during the civil rights, all the wonderful ones who were already in slavery and they thought they were free. We've all been in this boat together, and people need to really wake up, and we need to hold these corporate officials' feet to the fire and insist the corporation must be dissolved, the Federal Reserve must be banned from this country, and we must turn our system of judiciary back to a common law. If there's no harm, no loss, there's no crime, and everything else is a way to get you to pay.
And pay and pay and pay.
Lark?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't go back to common law because when we go back to common law, they can no longer borrow money on a real human being.
That's right. We can't be traded on the stock exchange.
That's correct.
Lark, I'd like to thank you very much for allowing Pete and myself to come on your, you know, show that you have on Saturday afternoons here with Public Broadcasting. I'd like to mention that I'm going to blow the door off this coming Thursday on common law, and I'm going to also list a long list of items of how you got into this admiralty law, and going to give you a Supreme Court case citation that has a dozen of them in there. You can learn how you got trapped into all these paying things, taxes.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, I want to add something, gentlemen, to the mix. I would recommend that we read a report that's available at larkintexas.blogspot.com. It is called Converging Technologies for Improving Human Performance. Remember, technologies also include words. Anything which can be made useful for man is a technology, a tool, or a utility. Just this, people may download their consciousness into computers or other bodies, even on the other side of the solar system, or participate in a giant, quote-unquote, hive mind, a network of intelligences connected through ultra-fast communications networks. With knowledge no longer encapsulated in individuals, the distinction between individuals and the entirety of humanity would blur. Think Vulcan mind meld. We would perhaps become more of a hive mind, an enormous single intelligent entity. This, ladies and gentlemen, will allow them, quote unquote, to skirt all issues concerning ethics, legalities, and morals. Thank you for listening today. We're going to continue this series. Please stay tuned to RBN.